lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, everybody. This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Newton Board of Aldermen for Monday, December the 5th. At the start of our meeting, I just want to advise everybody that there is some information or invitations on our desks this evening regarding the Board of Aldermen retirement dinner. I would ask that you all please take a look at that information and fill that information out and have it back to David Olson this evening. The hope would be that we have all 24 in hand as we leave tonight. Because your name is on it, we will know who did not turn it in for the end of the evening. So you can expect a call later this evening if you don't turn it in. Okay? I was provided there is a letter on your desk tonight from our 25th colleague, Richard Hutchinson, regarding the water billing situation that we're going through, but I have also been asked to read something. I'll take 1 second to read this on behalf of Dick and Mildred. Mildred and I appreciate the honor you gave us recently. Some of you expressed concern that you did not know in advance of our anniversary. However, the result was two evenings of celebration instead of only one. Consider the events as consisting of parentheses A, anniversary, announcement, applause, appreciation, and parentheses B, bake a cake. When you adjourned to room 202 for recess, we assumed that the purpose was a private conference, but we became suspicious when we were invited. Obviously, I was not prepared to speak, but when someone requested a poem, I was able to recite a portion of a poem I had read recently at a party for my cousins. I prefer reading poetry instead of reciting from memory. With similar meter and the recycling of repairs of rhyming words, there is the danger of inadvertently switching from one poem to another, resulting in a combination such as God Save the Weasel and Pop Goes the King. Again, we express our gratitude and close with the following thought. With friends like the Alderman, we have scored. Do not ever reduce the size of the board. That's from Dick and Mildred in the back. So thank you, and happy anniversary again. I've already mentioned the invitations on your desk regarding the dinner. Please be aware that this meeting is being both audio and video recorded this evening. Again, I want to remind everybody that inauguration will be on Monday, January the 2nd at noon. In preparation for this event, please clear your desks. As I look around, some of you have a little bit of work to do. If you need boxes to pack up material, David will gladly assist in helping out with that. Okay, so at this time, and as I had mentioned in my news notes and reminder this week, just as we're about to do our roll call on first call, I'm going to recognize a member of the Green Deck, A.J. Walter, who's going to give a brief presentation right before our vote on first call. So we'll talk to him for a couple minutes. I told him it's a new item, so he's got 3 to 5 minutes just like everybody else. So just kidding, Jay. It's okay. I'll call you up as soon as we're ready. Seeing no other announcements at this time, I'm going to start with our first call of reports, and I'm going to recognize the Chairman of Land Use, Alderman Hess Mahan.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report of the Land Use Committee begins on page 258 of the report's docket this evening. Bottom of the page, a petition number 148-11, parens 3, Constantine Talaeus, trustee of the Board of Trust, 06 UDT, dated May 1, 2006, and Constantine Talaeus, trustee of the Elm Trust, 06 UDT, dated November 20, 1996, petition for a special permit site plan approval to waive 10 parking stalls in conjunction with special permit petition number 148-11-2, which was the subject of a public hearing on October 11, 2011. Public hearing was held on that item, and the hearing was closed, and in working session was approved by a vote of 6-0. Continuing on the next page, petition number 148-11-2, Constantine Soleas, trustee of the Board of Trust, 06 UDT, dated May 1, 2006, et al. Petition for a special permit site plan approval and to extend a non-conforming structure to combine three legally non-conforming lots into one conforming lot and to extend the legally non-conforming structure at 115 through 119 Elm Street by attaching a three-story mixed-use building with commercial space on the first floor and four dwelling units on the second and third floors, which will increase both the floor area ratio, height, and number of stories, and to waive certain dimensional parking, screening, and screening requirements at 8 Border Street and 111 and 115 through 119 Elm Street, Ward 3 West Newton, on land known as Section 33, Block 15, Lots 29, 30, 31, containing a total of approximately 11,044 square feet of land in District Zone Business 1. That was approved in working session. Previously, the public hearing had been held back in October 11th. And the hearing was closed, and in working session, the petition was approved by a vote of 6-0, as well as withdrawal without prejudice to waive the lighting requirements for outdoor parking facility, which was approved by 6-0 after it was determined that that particular relief was not required. So far as I know, Wegmans is not going to be locating a store on the first floor of this building. I slid right by and nobody even noticed. Okay, that's fine. Petition number 282-11, Richard D. Sewell. Petition for special permit site plan approval to allow four attached dwellings in two buildings to waive the side setback requirement and to allow a lot coverage of more than 25% at 87 through 89 Wadden Street, Ward 1, on land known as SBL 12427, containing approximately 20,082 square feet of land in a district zoned MR1. That was withdrawn without prejudice. That was approved by a vote of 6-0. Just by way of explanation, the petitioner in this particular instance, after the public hearing and the comments from the neighbors as well as the members of the committee, decided to redesign the project, which requires additional relief. So he will need to be coming back, and that tentatively is going to be scheduled for January 10th, 2012 for a public hearing, but not yet assigned. Finally, on page 259, we have a 2012 Class 2 auto dealer license, docket number 311-11, New England Motor Mart, Inc., 1221 through 1229 Washington Street, West Newton. That was approved by a vote of 6-0, and that is the report of the Land Use Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, I have the Zoning and Planning Committee, chaired by Alderman Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I noticed that your microphone did not work that well this evening. I probably did something to it when I was there.
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
Okay, the Zoning and Planning Committee report begins on page 259 of the report's docket. Docket item 64-11-2, His Honor the Mayor, in coordination with the Director of Planning and Development, requesting to amend Section 30-15U to exclude dwellings on rear lots created under the provisions of Section 30-15R, to amend Section 30-15R and Section 30-15 Table 4, to allow the FAR limits of Section 30-15, Table 4, to be waived by special permit, and to amend the footnotes of Section 30-15, Table 4, to be consistent with the changes above. And this was approved 7 in favor, none opposed, and 1 abstention. Moving on to page 260, docket item 164-09-2, Alderman Hess-Mahan requesting that the Planning Department study the dimensional requirements for lot and building size for accessory apartments and make recommendation for possible amendments to those dimensional requirements to the Board of Aldermen that are consistent with the Newton Comprehensive Plan. This is referred to the 2012-13 Board of Aldermen. Docket item 48-06, Aldermen Hesmahan, Berg, Johnson, Danberg, Parker, and Weisbuck, proposing that the city provide financial incentives to rent accessory apartments to low to moderate income households at affordable rates that can serve housing affordability goals, and this was voted no action necessary, 8-0. And the final item to report out is 61-10, Alderman Ciccone, Swiston, Linsky, Crossley, and Hesmahan, requesting a discussion relative to various solutions for bringing existing accessory and other apartments that may not meet the legal provisions and requirements of Chapter 30 into compliance. And this was referred to the 2012-13 Board of Aldermen, and that is the end of the report, Mr. President.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Next, I have the Programs and Services Committee chaired by Alderman Santiolo.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is no report, but I see that there are items under finance. I'm not sure if I need to report those out yet.
Yes, please.
Okay. So on page 260, first item is item number 381-11. It's under the mayor requesting Item number 364-11, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate and expend the sum of $150,000 from bonded indebtedness for the purpose of funding improvements to the Bobby Braceman Playground in Newton Upper Falls. That was approved by a vote of 7-0 on November 16th. Continuing on the next page, item number 363-11, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate and expend the sum of $100,000 from bonded indebtedness for the purpose of funding the mechanical and electrical repairs to the gas pole. That was approved by a vote of 7-0, also on 11-16-2011. And then item number 365-11, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $32,000 from the Health and Human Services consultant account to the Health and Human Services part-time work account. That was approved by vote of approved as amended by a vote of 8-0 on November 16, 2011. And that concludes my report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Next, I have the Public Safety and Transportation Committee, chaired by Alderman Ciccone.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's no report this evening.
Mr. Chairman, you do not have a report, but you have, I believe, one item that was approved in your committee. Let me just say, nope, I am incorrect. It was public facilities. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Next, I have the Public Facilities Committee, chaired by Alderman Schnipper.
Thank you. Although we did not meet, Finance did act on items that we had previously acted on, so tonight is the night to report them out. Starting on page 260-381-11, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate and expend the sum of $300,000 from bonded indebtedness for the purpose of purchasing heavy vehicle equipment for the Department of Public Works. That was approved 6-0. Continuing on to page 261, 363-...
No.
Yes, that's not... Yeah, thank you. I didn't think that was mine.
Yeah, that's supposed to be finance.
Thank you. 382-11, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate and expend the sum of $300,000 from bonded indebtedness for the purpose of funding improvements at City Hall. That was approved 6-0. 375-11, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate and expend the sum of $40,000 from FY11 free cash for the purpose of replacing the staircase at the Elliott Street Highway Operations Building. That was approved 5-0-1. 374-11, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate and expend the sum of $25,000 from FY11 free cash for the purpose of repairing and replacing a broken jail cell door and track at police headquarters. That was referred to the 2012-2013 board. Continuing on page 262, 2373-11. His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate and expend the sum of $23,246 from free cash, FY11 free cash, for the purpose of providing an exhaust system in the police garage area to meet code requirements. That was approved 6-0. 372-11, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate and expend the sum of $60,000 from FY free cash for the purpose of installing snow guards on the roofs of the main library and Craft Street Highway Stable. That was approved 6-0-1. 371-11, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate and expend the sum of $33,250 from FY12 budget reserve to the Public Buildings Department for the purpose of funding the cost of the boiler replacement at the Senior Center and for repair of the emergency generator at the main library. That was approved 7-0. And I would just like to remind everybody that there will be a special meeting of public facilities next week on Tuesday evening, the 13th at 7:45, for a presentation on the work of the committee assigned to look at pay-as-you-throw. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Next, I have the Chair of the Finance Committee, Alderman Gentile.
Thank you, Mr. President. The finance report begins on page 260, docket item 381-11, $300,000 from bonded indebtedness for the purpose of purchasing heavy vehicle equipment for the Department of Public Works. This was approved 8-0. 364-11, $150,000 for bonded indebtedness for the purpose of funding improvements to the Bobby Brayston Playground in Newton Upper Falls. This was approved 8-0. 363-11, the top of page 261. $100,000 from bonded indebtedness for the purpose of funding the mechanical and electrical repairs to the Gath Pool. This was approved 8-0. There was also a second motion related to this item that the bonding for this particular project be for no longer than 10 years, which was also approved by a vote of 8-0. 406-11 is honor the mayor requesting acceptance appropriation expenditure of a reimbursable grant in the amount of $53,095.11. This was awarded by the Massachusetts Executive Office of Public Safety and Security to be used for specialized police services. This was approved 8-0. 365-11 is honor the mayor requesting a transfer of $32,000 from the sum from the Health and Human Services Consultant account to the Health and Human Services Part-Time Work account. This was approved by a vote of 7-0. 382-11, $300,000 from bonded indebtedness for the purpose of funding improvements to City Hall, approved 7-0. 375-11, $40,000 from FY11 free cash for the purpose of replacing the staircase at the Elliott Street Highway Operations Building, approved 8-0. 374-11 was referred to the 2012-2013 board by a vote of 8-0. 373-11, $23,246 from FY11 free cash for the purpose of providing an exhaust system in the police garage area to meet code requirements, approved 8-0. 372-11, $60,000 from FY11 free cash for the purpose of installing snow guards on the roofs at the main library and Craft Street Stable, approved 8-0. And the final item, 371-11, $33,250 from FY12 budget reserve to the Public Buildings Department for the purpose of funding the cost of the boiler replacement at the Senior Center and for the repair of the emergency generator at the main library. This was approved by a vote of 7-0, and I would move the report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, I have the Real Property Reuse Committee, chaired by Alderman Danberg.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's no report. We have referred all four items to the next board.
Would you just mind reading the four items into the record, please? You don't have to read the full if you don't want to, but just I'd like to get the docket numbers at least.
The docket numbers are 287-11, referred to the 2012-13 board. Docket number 384-11, docket number 160-09, and docket number 212-08.
Great. All reported, all referred to the next board. Thank you, Madam Chair. Next, they have the Post Audit and Oversight Committee chaired by Alderman Twiston.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is no report, but we are having a meeting next Tuesday. Thank you.
That's before the PF at 7 p.m.?
7 o'clock,
great.
Correct.
Thank you. And last, we have the Committee on Community Preservation chaired by Alderman Albright.
Thank you, Mr. President, and this will be the last report of this committee. And the report is on page 263. So item 144-05, parenthesis 2, Alderman Yates requests a report on the status of a historic preservation of the Civil War Memorial in the Newton Cemetery for which a study has been completed. So I believe we actually voted NAN on this matter, and then there was also a resolution. So NAN, I think, was 8-0, and the resolution was to the mayor was asking that the Civil War monument be restored to before its 150th anniversary in the year 2014, and that was approved 8-0. Item 3905, Friends 2, Alderman Yates requesting a report from Parks and Recreation Department and the Newton History Museum on the status of Phase 2A of the historic preservation of the historic burying grounds as previously approved by the Board of Aldermen for Community Preservation Act funding. And this was voted no action necessary, 8-0. And number 408-11, Committee on Community Preservation, requesting a discussion with the members of the CIP team, including Bob Rooney, Maureen Lemure, and Stephanie Gilman, to talk about project management regarding potential CPA-eligible projects listed in the CIP, recognizing that project management has been difficult in prior CPA-funded projects. The conversation will revolve around how things will be different with respect to project management in the future, and that was voted no action necessary, 8-0. And that concludes the report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Okay, seeing no other business before the board this evening, as I mentioned, I'm going to recognize Alderman Linsky for a suspension of the rules.
Thank you, Mr. President. Before I move to suspend the rules, I would like to report on behalf of the Long Range Planning Committee. The committee will be meeting again on Tuesday the 13th. However, after pay as you throw at 8:30 in room 209, we'll be joined by the Planning Department and also by the Economic Development Commission for the purpose of reviewing the EDSTAT questions, the survey that we had looked at back last June. The responses have been prepared, and this is an opportunity for board members to review them before they go out. So I hope people take the opportunity. I'm working with the Planning Department to have those prepared in advance so people have a chance to see them before the meeting. But that will be 8:30 next Tuesday the 13th in room 209.
Thank you.
Mr. President, I rise for the purpose of seeking a suspension of the rules for the purpose of allowing Jay Walter of 83 Pembroke Street in his capacity as director of the ECHO Project, which is a committee of the Green Decade organization, to address the board.
There's a motion to suspend the rules to allow Mr. Walter from the Green Decade Coalition. I had actually pledged him to do this sometime in the last couple months. We finally worked out this date. I figured that this was a time that we could get everybody here and hold everyone's attention right before first call. So has there been a motion made? Is there a second? All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Walter, do you want to approach the podium and just give us a couple minutes on the initiative by the ECHO teams.
Thank you very much.
Hold on one sec. Let's see if Alderman Ciccone can help you get the mic on there.
Hello. That's right. My name is Jay Walter. I am director of the Newton ECHO Project, which is a committee of Green Decade. Our mission is to help Newton residents live more sustainably. And our goal is to help the city reach its energy reduction goals for the residential sector. We have a number of strategies to accomplish this goal. First, we help create eco-teams. That's getting together Newton residents in groups of 5 to 8. They meet typically 3 times at each other's homes, and they work through a action planner that we've developed to learn about lifestyle choices and home improvements that will reduce their energy consumption and conserve resources. We've formed about 30 eco teams to date involving over 200 households, and more eco teams are forming every month. The Newton Eco Team project is also partnering with Next Step Living under a grant from NSTAR Community Outreach Program to promote the Mass Save Residential Energy Initiative. This is the no-cost home energy audits that you're probably all familiar with. But it includes free air sealing, generous rebates on appliances and equipment, reduced rates for insulation installation, and the zero interest loans for new equipment and replacement equipment for heating and windows. We do this because we believe that taking advantage of the MassSave program is the most cost-effective and efficient way to help Newton residents save energy and make their houses more energy efficient and make our city's aging housing stock more sustainable. The Newton Eco Team project helps promote the program and helps residents navigate the utilities incentive programs. We do this by creating data sheets about each of the energy initiatives that we've created ourselves. We refer residents to qualified contractors and local banks that are approved by the program. And we give unbiased information to homeowners looking for advice as they navigate the program. Our relationship with Next Step Living and NSTAR enable us to intercede on Newton residents' behalf to make the process as smooth as possible. As part of our campaign to encourage Newton homeowners to schedule home energy audits, I'm asking each of the aldermen tonight to join with us and complete an audit for their own home. It's free and it qualifies you for incentives offered by the MassSave program. But more importantly, aldermen's participation would send a clear message to the community that the leadership of this city supports the effort to make our housing stock more sustainable and takes seriously our goals to reduce energy as a community. I believe Alderman Lennon has distributed a pamphlet in the packet. In that pamphlet, there's a number to call to schedule an audit with Next Step Living. And let me just say that these are not the audits of old. The program is new and improved with Next Step Living. And with our help, we think we can help homeowners get through it smoothly and take advantage of the cost savings and make a real difference in their home energy load. So help us help Newton become more sustainable. Thank you.
Is it on? Thank you very much, Jay. I appreciate that. The pamphlet that he referenced was attached to my weekly, so if someone says that they don't have it, that means you're proving to me that you didn't read my weekly. So, it wasn't? David, was it attached? It was attached. I understand. There it is. All right. And the number and the contact information is on the pamphlet if someone wishes to engage in the audit.
Shall I give you the number?
Fully.
On the number to schedule an audit is 866-867-8729. 866-867-8729. 867-8729. And from what I understand, the audits are scheduling about 2.5 weeks out.
Great. Alderman Linsky?
Yeah, thank you, President Lennon, and thank you for the board's indulgence. I would just add, as a former energy auditor, in fact, in the first crew of MassSave, some 30-some-odd years ago, as Jay indicated, the program has improved. And even if you've had an energy audit before and you think you kind of know what you're going to get, I think that there is a whole rate of different kinds of services you can get, both for energy and water savings as well, which is just equally critical in this for this city. So I myself have scheduled one with Next Step Living. They're very easy to deal with, too. They're very nice people. I think you'll find kind of a friendly experience with them. So as with Jay, I would encourage people to take the opportunity as we get into this next heating season to get an audit done.
Great.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Are there any other questions for Jay? Seeing none, Jay, thank you very much. Be in touch. Appreciate you coming before the board this evening. Before I ask the clerk to call the roll, the first call, I did want to take 1 second myself to recognize some outstanding achievements of our colleagues. First, Alderman Baker last week was given an award by the Historic Preservation Awards through the History Museum. Is that correct, Alderman Baker? So I just wanted to congratulate you on your award.
Mr. President, I would be remiss if I didn't indicate the award was given to me and my wife, Sally,
right,
for the preservation of our house. Otherwise, I'm in real trouble.
Tell her I apologize for not recognizing her as well. And then the other outstanding achievement last week, and I'd love to hear about things that the board does outside the board, Alderman Sangiolo was provided a community service award by the Asian Lawyers Association of Massachusetts last week at the Harry Dow Memorial Fund Dinner. And that was nice, so congratulations to you. Did you want to say a word about the Community Service Award, or did John get it too, or is it just you?
Just me, but to the credit of the Asian American community and the activists in Boston, it's really a partnership, so
congratulations.
I accepted it on behalf of them.
Congratulations. And I said to everybody on this board has something going on outside the board. Everybody's teachers, parents, coaches, PTOs, everybody does a tremendous job. So when I hear things like that, I think it should be recognized. So both of you guys, congratulations. Okay. So having no other business before us on first call, I'd ask the clerk to call the roll on the reports docket and the referral docket.
Alderman
Alderman.
Aye.
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 Alderman Ciccone.
Aye.
Alderman Crossley.
Aye.
Alderman Danberg.
Aye.
Alderman Fishman.
Aye.
Alderman Friedman.
Aye.
Alderman Fuller.
Aye.
Alderman Gentile.
Aye, except on page 259, docket item 64-11, parens 2, on which I vote no.
Alderman Harney.
Aye.
Alderman Hesmahan.
Aye.
Alderman Johnson.
Aye.
Alderman Lappin.
Aye.
Alderman Linsky.
Aye.
Alderman Merrill.
Aye.
Alderman Rice. Alderman Salvucci.
Aye.
Alderman Sangiolo. Alderman Schnipper.
Aye.
Alderman Shapiro.
Aye.
Alderman Swiston.
Aye.
Alderman Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye.
The vote is 24 yeas on all items except docket item 64-11 parens 2, where the vote is 23 yeas, 1 nay, and 1 absent.
Great. All items on first call carry. I would ask that the board be in a 2-minute recess so we can just figure out what we're doing with our one chartered item. So the board will be in recess for 2 minutes. Okay, we have one item on second call this evening. It is item 297-11 on page 258. And at this time, I will recognize the chair of the Programs and Services Committee, Alderman Sangiolo.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's item number 297-11 is honor the mayor submitting a reorganization plan pursuant to City Charter Section 6-2 to change the assignment of responsibility of the Licensing Board of Commissioners Administrative Director Agent from the Veterans Services Department to the Department of Health and Human Services. That was voted out by our committee and was approved by a vote of 7-0.
Thank you. Yeah, and I'll recognize you, Madam Chair, as you were the colleague who chartered the item.
Okay. So I chartered this item 2 weeks ago, and I just want to just give a more detailed report. When it was discussed in committee, the idea was that the licensing board would be combined into the health department, and that was met with our committee without any real disagreement. It was consensus that it does make sense to have all the licenses distributed from the same location, and since the health department does not have, or does have some involvement with certain licenses already, they figured that it would be a smooth transition. In order to take up this additional administrative task, the health department has given the burial permits, that was another function that they have, to the city clerk, which the city clerk has been asking for some time, but now he's received that. It was also mentioned that since Pat Sweeney, who is a veteran services officer, is retiring, that the administrative functions of the licensing department could and should be taken over by the health department staff, who has the intent of actually moving down into those offices. So for me, it's the basic concern is that in terms of restructuring, it would make more sense to move the function to ISD, because that's really the first stop that the applicant goes when they go to apply for a permit. However, according to the administration, ISD doesn't have the support staff that's available, whereas the health department does, because, as I said, they have now don't have the function of the burial permits. So some form of staffing combined with the health department is, So from a staffing perspective, combined with the health department's anticipated move to City Hall and the Veteran Services agent space, they felt it would make sense to let the health commissioner and her staff serve the administrative function of the commission. I've done some of my own research, and most communities do not mix and mingle the health department with the licensing commission. In fact, I found only two, and I didn't look at all 300-plus communities, but only two that have a relationship with the health department, and I believe that those were Quincy and Worcester, who both have the health commissioner serve on the licensing board. Most communities either have a licensing commission staffed by its own clerk, or the selectmen serve as the body issuing alcohol licenses, and that is staffed by the selectmen staff. This move, as proposed by administration, is expected to save the city $70,000 with the retirement of Pat Sweeney, so it's really hard to argue against it. So the decision to move it to the health department rather than the ISD or even the city clerk could have been examined in more depth. So I guess for me the issue is the proposal isn't part of a really well-thought-out reorg plan, and I think if we're going to reorg, that's what we should do. I just want to explain that in accordance to the charter, it says that the committee shall not more than 30 days from today, and that date was November 16th, hold a public hearing on the proposed reorg, and shall report no later than the second regular meeting of the Board of Aldermen following the hearing, either that it approves or that it disapproves of the plan. Said reorganization shall become effective 90 days after that date it is received by the Board, unless the Board has prior to that date voted to disapprove the plan, or unless a later effective date is specified in the plan. So the problem here is that we can't recommit. And that would have been my preference, and that's why I had chartered the item. But now we either have to approve it or disapprove it. So I'm not ready to vote to approve this. I would urge my colleagues to consider whether or not this reorg makes sense. I know, like I said, it does save $70,000, but is this the right place where it should go? So I would urge my colleagues to vote against it. I'm going to vote against it.
Okay. I'll go right around. Alderman Yates, Baker, Johnson, Gentile. Yates,
thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. President. I would agree with the Alderman at large from Ward 4 that you're saving $70,000 by eliminating a position, but you're not eliminating the work. And somehow it will magically be dispersed among the denizens of the health department, wherever they're located. I think this is half-baked. You
I think the licensing commission, both here and in other communities, can have a very significant impact on the quality of life in the neighborhoods. That there were some bars in my neighborhood that were extremely detrimental, and I've seen Boston in particular has had outrageous difficulties with its liquor establishments. So to just blindly say, oh, well, somebody will take care of it, I don't think that's valid. I think it's as I said, not fully baked. I also think that it's just plain out ludicrous to say that, oh, well, they've got free time in the health department because of the burial functions have been moved over. Well, though we do enjoy 100% mortality rate, Mr. President, I don't think that that's quite enough work over the course of a year to... The burial permits probably don't require ongoing attention like the liquor establishments do. So I respectfully, eventually, may well wind up in health. I don't have a problem with that. But it better be somebody in health that is thought out and is specifically assigned to take care of the duties that are here.
Thank you, Alderman Yates. Next I have Alderman Baker.
Seem to be there. It goes. Thank you, Mr. President. The concerns that the chairman of the committee has indicated, Alderman Sangiello, are certainly real. Part of the difficulty is that as we have the item before us, this is a reorganization plan which we have to either vote up or down. And what I've tried to do is to think about the middle path. And what I've got before you, and I apologize because it was drafted today in response to some of the concerns that I heard, is a resolution to add to the item, which I'd like to read into the record and then talk about briefly and then move it as an amendment. It's a resolution regarding the reorganization relating to the Licensing Commission. Whereas the Licensing Commission provides important review of licenses for both restaurants, taverns, and package stores in Newton, and whereas the Licensing Commission has formerly had full-time staff in retiring Pat Sweeney, who had developed not only expertise but also the trust and confidence of her opposite numbers at various state agencies, such as the Alcoholic Beverage Control Commission, which had regulatory authority over many of the same applicants who come before the Newton Licensing Commission, and whereas the staff for licensing could in a reorganization be located at the Inspectional Services Department, which has jurisdiction over other aspects of the activities of many licensees, and whereas the staff of the Health Department has the capacity to serve the Licensing Commission at the present time, while ISD does not, and whereas licenses issued by the Licensing Commission have legal issues and expose the city to potential liability if not carefully done. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Honorable Board of Aldermen requests that the Mayor and the Commissioner of Health take all steps necessary to assure both continuity of service and high-quality staffing of the Licensing Commission incident to the proposed reorganization, including, but not limited to, using some of the reorganization savings to engage, if she were willing, Ms. Sweeney to stay on for a period of time as a consultant to the city to enable sufficient training of her successors, and also to be available from time to time to offer her advice and expertise to the Commission as the Commission may deem appropriate in the circumstances. Now, the reason that I drafted this in part was, as I indicated, to try and find a way to assure that the work of the Licensing Commission gets done as best we can in this new context. There's no way you can substitute for the 30 years of experience that Ms. Sweeney brings to this office. But she is leaving us, and so the question is, can we find some way to enhance her capacity to educate her successors? So that's the thrust of the resolution. And I also should indicate that this afternoon I indicated to Mr. Rooney on behalf of the administration that I was prepared to offer it and sent him a copy of the resolution along with Alderman Sangiello and the city clerk, and asked our clerk of the board, Mr. Olson, and said if he had any problems with it to please let me know. And I heard nothing back from him, so I have to assume that this is something that may be acceptable to the administration. I can't assure you of that, but at least I haven't heard to the contrary. So I would like at this point to move this as an amendment to the item and hope my colleagues would support it as a way to try and move the process along in a positive way.
Okay, the item has been moved. This resolution has been moved before the board. I next have a, is there a second to accept that as a as an amendment? Okay, all those in favor will say aye. Opposed? Is there any, so that item is currently before us, but we can still discuss this resolution. So the next speaker I have is Alderman Johnson on the resolution. You want a main item? Okay, Alderman Gentile, did you want to speak on the resolution or even a...
I'm going to speak, okay? About, I don't know whether it's on the resolution. First of all, I don't know if there's a motion on the floor. I heard Alderman Sangiolo say that she was going to move for a no vote. So I assume you're going to move to substitute, but you haven't done that yet. All right, so I'm going to move that that we substitute.
Can I just interrupt you for 1 second? I got some clarification from the clerk. So we cannot amend the reorganization plan. So it is a resolution. So my suggestion would be to maybe table the resolution. We could discuss the main item and take up the resolution towards the end of the discussion. Would that be workable for the maker of the motion?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. So then what would be in order, I believe, is to substitute denial for the committee's approval report. Right? Just vote no?
You can vote no against it. You can deny it.
Okay. Well, then I want to speak then and urge people to support the efforts by Alderman Sangiolo to deny the item. I don't know what the right answer is, but I do know one thing. I would like more information. These functions are extremely important. Whoever does these functions interacts with many different members of the community. You know, these complaints that we get about Newton not being a very friendly place to do business. This is an area where we can strive to do an excellent job to make people feel better about Newton being a good area to do business in. So I don't know the answer, but I do know that I would like to get more information. The only way that we can get more information is to vote no on the item. My preference would be to NAN it. My preference would be to refer it. I would like to take some other action, but the clerk has made it clear that according to our rules, the only action that we can take is yay or nay. So the fact that we are in that position, I would strongly urge you to vote nay on the item so that we can get back to work on it in January.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Okay. Next up, Alderman Danberg. I'll recognize you next, Alderman Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I am also not comfortable with, not necessarily with the moving of it, but and I'm okay with moving it to ISD if ISD can take care of it, or to, it's now going to Health and Human Services if Health and Human Services is able to service it. But I'm not convinced either that we've got the expertise in either department at this point to handle the important work of this licensing group. And so I would also urge my colleagues to vote no on it, although I don't like voting no on this item because there are other ways that I'd rather see it go. I am going to vote no on it, and when the resolution comes up for discussion, I have a couple of words to say on that too. Thank you.
Great. I'm going to recognize Alderman Johnson, who did defer to speak on the main item, but we are on the main item as we have tabled for the time being the resolution. So Alderman Johnson.
Thank you, President Lennon. As most or all of you know, one of the main things that I do in life is deal with reorganizations, and it takes a great deal of thought that one must put forward in order to do this. It can't be taken lightly, and in the time that this has been before programs and services and now in front of this board, I can guarantee you that they couldn't possibly have gone through all that needs to happen to do a thoughtful reorganization. So that's number one why I will not be supporting it. As far as where does it go, I think Inspectional Services is the right place. And again, I don't think we've done a complete analysis of whether they can handle it or not. We're just kind of getting this information now. So that's part of the analysis that one would go through in doing a reorganization. And there are other things that happen with the licensing commission. My recollection over the years is that parking is a big impact on restaurants, and you know, things, there's a discrepancy between typically it's inspectional services and the licensing commission, so why not put it there? So I think there are just too many questions right now, and to quote one of our colleagues, the fork is in it, but it's not done. So I would ask this honorable board to please vote no so that the administration can go back and really do the analysis and really come up with the best place and the best way to do to work with our licensing commission. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Johnson. Next I have Alderman Ciccone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I agree with everything what the chairman said. I think this needs to be talked about a little bit further than it has. As far as where it goes, I don't know, but I think that's part of why I'm going to vote no, because I think there should be some talk about this, and it should be looked at a little bit more thoroughly than it has, so I'll be voting no on it. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Ciccone. I have a few more speakers. Next I have Alderman Friedman, then Swiston, then Husmahan. Okay. I'll go. So I apologize. I'll have Swiston, Husmahan, then Linsky.
Thank you, Mr. President. I will also be supporting no, but I just want to make it clear. I think that moving it out of the retirement, moving it out of the veterans office makes sense, but it's where it's moving to that we have a really concern over, and I think that you know, as long as we're taking up in the next session, I think that this is not, it does not sound like the right move. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Swiston. Alderman Husmahan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I did vote in favor of this in committee, but hearing from my colleagues that they still have concerns about it, and since I think those concerns are valid, and for the reasons that Alderman Gentile gave, I will be voting against it tonight, sort of on the principle, first do no harm. We can always go back and do the same thing if it's reheard again and we decide that ISD is the right place or the health department is the right place, we can always do that. I think what was disturbing to me during the conversation, however, is addressed in part by the resolution, was the lack of succession planning with regards to Ms. Sweeney, who obviously has garnered a lot of experience and expertise over the years. Now, we just don't have anybody who can replace her in any sense of the word. So whichever department it goes in, I think absolutely has to have someone who has the training and the expertise to handle this job properly. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Husmahan. Alderman Linsky.
Thank you, Mr. President. I didn't rise to speak to the main item. However, I did have a point of information to make sure before I vote. If the board does not take action in this session, because everyone's speaking about picking it up in the next session, are there time restrictions? Does this sometimes, would it be as far out as a year? What would that be? So we would
know. I believe it was 90 days. It was section 6-2B. I'll recognize the chair if she wants to read that again. Or I could read it again if the clerk has it. But to answer your question, yes, and I think that, go ahead, Alderman Sangiola.
The effective date would be January 12th of 2012. It automatically goes into effect if we don't act.
Tonight.
We have to act.
Right, but if we do act, I'm just asking when it is that that it can be redocketed.
Oh.
Well, not always any time, Brian. That's why I asked the question.
The clerk is saying.
Sometimes there are restrictions.
For the clerk, it could be docketed at any time, but I'm hearing pretty clearly around the chamber that there are probably going to be some more discussions prior to it being docketed, so that seems pretty clear. Alderman Linsky, do you have anything else? Because I think we've answered the question. Next I have Alderman Harney.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to thank Alderman Sangiola for doing a lot of research and a lot of legwork on this. And I agree with almost everybody. who's spoken tonight. And obviously, most people are uncomfortable with this right now. So I think we should vote no, and I urge my colleagues to do that. I'll be voting no on this item, and then we have plenty of time. I don't like being in this situation. I would rather have it recommitted, but since we can't, the same effect of getting it recommitted would be to vote no. So I urge my colleagues to do so.
Okay. Alderman Baker.
Thank you, Mr. President. I regret I'm not going to agree with the voting no. I'm going to vote yes. And the reason I'm going to vote yes is that I'm concerned about the time sensitivity of losing the continuity of the staff person and the availability of this individual to assist the city. And if we turn this down and it turns out that it can't go into ISD, which I think many people view on the face of it, an efficient option, but they say they don't have the staff, then I don't know where we're left if we find that the health department is the only viable place to do that for a variety of reasons. So I would prefer to vote yes and to try and push the resolution forward, but if it is denied, then I think I would withdraw the resolution because we have no way of focusing on that option. Thanks.
Alderman Merrill.
Thank you, Mr. President. I believe I've had a little experience with licensing work. 20 years as a director of the Board of License Commissions. So I know a little bit about what's going on. The question comes up, do you retain somebody as a consultant for a short period of time? In this particular case, I say yes, we should. And I feel very convinced that Mrs. Sweeney would say yes, she will give the time that is necessary to train somebody else. You have to have knowledge of Chapter 138, Chapter 140. You have to have knowledge of this, that, and everything else. The fact that I've heard somebody in the health department say, well, we have inspectors that go in. They go in for a health purpose. They don't go in working for the operation of the licensee as far as the alcohol, beer and wine, whatever. They're looking at something else. So I feel that retain Pat Sweeney in that position. She can train somebody. She's a very knowledgeable individual. And I suspect that the move would be for the best interest of our licensees and for the city to have somebody in there that could train the people with the health department. So my position is to say yes, keep her. She's willing to stay. And I think in the long haul, we could sit back and say, yes, we made the right vote to retain that individual as a training person. So that's my position right now.
Thank you, Alderman Merrill. Is there anyone else that's willing to speak on the Alderman Friedman?
Can I just get a point of clarification, if possible? So right now this function is being held in licensure, and Ms. Sweeney, who's handling that, is retiring. I don't know the timing of her planned retirement, and I don't know the consequences, whether we vote yes or no on this particular item, as to how this function would be carried forth in the next weeks or months until there would be a revised proposal to come back. So is there someone who can just make sure that we all understand what are the consequences if there is any delay?
I'll defer to the chair. I'm sure that was part of the discussion in the committee.
If I recall from the committee discussion, unfortunately I don't have a report here, we did talk about Ms. Sweeney leaving, but she was always going to be around as a resource. I don't remember us getting a date certain of when she was going to retire. Oh,
I'll recognize Alderman Baker to answer the question.
My understanding from talking to Ms. Sweeney and secondhand information through the administration is that she is actually retiring at the end of this calendar year. So part of the concern I have is that her departure will leave the licensing function effectively unstaffed in the Department of Veterans Affairs. In other words, Mr. McGilvery is where, and so the challenge, I think, is how the licensing function is going to get staffed in the interim. So that's all I can tell you.
Thank you, Alderman Baker. Just this is a great example to show our new freshman colleagues the reason why we flush a lot of these things out before the board meeting so we don't run into some of these problems. So we'll be working even extra harder on that next term. Alderman Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would think if Ms. Sweeney was available to come to train people in the Health and Human Services Department, given should we not pass this reorganization this evening, that I would imagine it wouldn't make much difference if she could continue on while we go through this process. She was going to be willing to come back. So it sounds like what Alderman Merrill said and what Alderman Baker said, that regardless of where this ends up tonight, that Ms. Sweeney certainly is willing to help, at least I don't know, but that's my perception. She's willing to help the city. So I think that probably not the main issue right now.
I think what I want to do is, seeing that there's no other substantive discussion on this, I'm going to ask for a vote on the main item. And if this does, I hear a lot of great questions around the chamber tonight, so if this does get shot down, Alderman Flo, let me just finish my comments if I could. I'm assuming that we'll be able to put some information together for the packet this week as to how this is going to move forward over the course of the next month or so. Alderman Fuller, did you want to speak on the main item? I'll recognize you, Alderman Danberg. You had your hand up, too.
Just one clarification. As we've asked more and more questions, it's getting more and more difficult to understand what will happen come January 1st. Perhaps to the chair, we cannot vote on this 2 weeks from now when we have additional information. Could you just clarify one more time why we couldn't?
The charter says we have to take it up by the second board meeting, and this is the second board meeting. The first board meeting was the chartering of the item. That's the reason. Well, that's per section 6-2, Brent B. I want to recognize Alderman Danberg and Alderman Gentile.
I'll be brief. My concern is not that it's going to be reorganized and going to another department or where it's going to go. My concern is the lack of expertise that is likely if it now moves to Health and Human Services with no one there with experience. So if the resolution were to be moved forward, and the mayor would listen to the concept of rehiring Ms. Sweeney so that she could spend some time to train a new person and be available in the future if we need her, and it seems that she may be available to do that. I would be willing tonight, instead of voting no on it, to vote yes on the reorganization with the idea that we would take the resolution up.
Well, I appreciate that, but I think I'm hearing around the chamber that there's a strong sentiment to get a little bit more information as a whole from the executive office. So we'll take the vote, and then we'll take, you know, see where that lands us, and we'll go with the resolution. Alderman Gentile.
If we want to get this reorganization done correctly, then we will take our time and make sure that there is more work that is done on this. Rushing into a reorganization that you're going to then go in and try and possibly undo is not a good way of doing business. So please vote no. For those of you that are concerned about what will happen on January 1st, this is currently the responsibility of our veterans agent. He is responsible for licensing. Okay, and he's a very capable person, and until there is a reorganization, Mr. McGilvery will continue to be responsible, and I am sure that he will work with the administration to make sure that these functions continue to be carried out as of January the 1st. That may well be that the administration finds a way to keep Ms. Sweeney around to help him, as she has been doing, but please don't lose sight of the fact that he is ultimately responsible. He has been for the last couple of years, and as we know, he's done a great job with veterans. He's making sure that the licensing work gets done. He will continue to do so until a final reorganization plan is voted. So please don't vote or feel as though you need to vote yes on this to have something in place on January 1st. I'm sure Mr. McGilvery will continue to do the job that he's been doing, and the work will get done.
Thank you, Alderman Gentile. Alderman Albright, then Alderman Shapiro.
It sounds like we need more time to talk about the reorganization. And what I was going to propose was a piece of this resolution, which the last sentence, which asks Ms. Sweeney to stay on for a period of time as consultant, et cetera, that could be a resolution from the board asking for her to remain on until this issue is solved. Because I understand that this gentleman is responsible, but he would need some staff to do the work. I don't think he can do it all by himself. So just to make sure that we are saying, yeah, we don't want this reorganization as it is now, but we would like to be assure that there is someone to staff this until the reorganization is complete. So I don't know. I would like to propose keeping this part of the resolution that asks her to stay on for a period of time.
Well, when we take that off the table after the vote on the main item, you could offer that as a friendly amendment, I guess.
Okay.
Okay. Alderman Shapiro.
So I'll be voting no for everything that's already been said. I would just like to ask at some point if the executive branch could provide some information to this board of any other key positions that may be retiring that bring us to a similar point in the city where we don't have apparently a deep enough bench to be able to either handle it or feel we can handle it. And that would just be something I think would be useful to know.
Thank you, Alderman Shapiro. Can you make note of that, Mr. Clerk, so we could... Alderman Friedman.
Thank you, Mr. President. So just following up on my previous point, I'm hearing a clear consensus amongst everybody here that we want to do some more thinking about this and that it's not a clear cut that this is the best place to reassign this. I have no problem with that at all. My concern is how are we going to physically handle that function? Mr. McGillivray is a wonderful guy, a great department head. I have every confidence in his responsibility, but he's also, you know, a human being, and he's just lost this critical staffer that we're talking about. Now, if Ms. Sweeney, in fact, I don't know the situation, and I'm happy to be apprised of facts, but if I'm assuming that she's retiring, it's because she's willing only to stay on in a very part-time consultative role at most. Maybe that's incorrect, and she's willing to handle all the duties for some period of time while we get through a transition. If that's the case, I'd have no problem voting down the item before us and working that as a plan B, but otherwise we need as a city to have a function that will handle this, and what I haven't heard clearly is what we do in the interim, and I fully understand that even if we were to approve the item as it is now, it would only be with the intent of it being temporary while this gets reconsidered, but I still am concerned that I don't know what duties are coming up regarding licensing at the beginning of the year and whether or not the current assignment to the Veterans Department and whatever time is available Ms. Sweeney or whatever other administration resources would be sufficient to handle this. And that's my concern, and that's my sole reason for wanting to vote yes, not no, on the proposal.
Thank you, Alderman Friedman. Alderman Yates.
Thank you, Mr. President. To answer the previous speaker, the charter very clearly puts the administrative functions of the city in the hands of the mayor. And it very clearly puts the legislative functions in ours. We are allowed and expected to approve proper organizations that seem to us to make sense, which we did when they the one that came in with this. They said move the sealer out from under veterans and stick them in health. Fine. There was actually somebody to move and stick in. Here, there isn't. But it's not our responsibility to figure it out. The chief executive of the city, the chief operating officer, the chief financial officer, the director of community relations, and the city citizen assistance officer all sit across the hall all day, 40 hours a week, and when they get this message back, I have every expectation that they will figure something out. It's not up to us to do it. It's our responsibility to say, have they given us something that makes sense? And if the majority of us think it doesn't, then that's what we got to tell them. After that, it's their responsibility. The mayor is the chief executive of the city.
Alderman Johnson, you have about a minute left on all your combined speaking.
Thank you. Again, if in a reorganization plan called change management, one of the things is what is the impact of not doing this. We do not have that information, and that's what makes this a poor plan. So please vote it down. Alderman Yates is correct. The mayor will figure it out, and maybe he will learn that when you come with a plan, it needs to be a fully baked plan. Right, Alderman Hesmahan?
Yes. Alderman Santiolo.
I know everybody wants to vote this up, but I just want to make sure that the information is clear. Their plan is to have Dori Zalesnik, the health commissioner, staff the actual hearings that they have with the licensing board. They plan, for Ms. Sweeney's role, they plan on having somebody in that staff in the health office, don't know who that is, but somebody in that staff to take over Ms. Sweeney's function. I just want that clear, that you know that was their intent. They put in that pitch about the $70K that they're going to save, but Alderman Johnson, what she's saying is correct, that you know, they could have put anything forward to us, and we have the right to approve it or reject it. So they have to have some kind of backup plan, or at least they should.
Oh, just to be clear, too, if this does get voted down, then I will ensure, working with the clerk, that we understand what's going to happen from December 6th on. Okay? So I just want to make that clear to everybody. I appreciate that information. Alderman Gentile gave us some good information, but, you know, we'll make sure that people at least understand until what is being exactly done until the office, the mayor's office brings something forward. Okay? Seeing no one else, is there anyone else that wants to speak on the main item? This is the reorganization that was passed by in committee. Alderman Friedman.
Thank you. I appreciate the comments from everybody. And
actually, this is your fourth time speaking, so you're going to need a suspension of the rules.
I would like to request a suspension of the rules so I may continue speaking on the item.
How long would you request a suspension?
35 seconds.
A request for 35 seconds. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Please go ahead.
Thank you, everyone. Given the reassurances of my colleagues and you, Mr. President, they're not as much as I would like, but they're clearly there with the full support there. There's nobody here from the administration to speak otherwise. Therefore, with reluctance or hesitancy, rather, I will vote against this item, as I think the majority of my colleagues are planning to do. But I just wanted to explain that vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Friedman. Is there anyone else that would like to speak on item 297-11? I expect to take a vote, and then we could make a motion to take Alderman Baker's resolution off the table, and if we want to take that up, we can take that up. Okay, seeing none, we'll ask the clerk to call the roll. Oh, excuse me, let's just clarify the vote. If you're voting yay, you are voting in favor of the committee's recommendation of approval. If you are voting nay, you are voting against the committee's recommendation for approval. Okay?
Alderman Albright.
No.
Alderman Baker.
No.
Alderman Blazer.
No.
Alderman Ciccone.
No.
Alderman Crossley.
No.
Alderman Danberg.
No.
Alderman Fishman.
No.
Alderman Friedman.
No. And I would like to just point out, Mr. President, that I only rose to speak three times on the item.
I had four. I'm sorry.
Alderman Fuller.
No.
Alderman Gentile.
No.
Alderman Hardy.
No.
Alderman Hesmahan.
No.
Alderman Johnson.
No.
Alderman Lappin.
No.
Alderman Lindsay.
No.
Alderman Merrill.
No.
Alderman Rice.
No.
Alderman Salvucci.
No.
Alderman Sangiolo.
No.
Alderman Schnipper.
No.
Alderman Shapiro.
No.
Alderman Quinton.
No.
Alderman Yates.
No.
Alderman Lennon.
No.
The vote is 20.
Two? No. Alderman Vero votes no.
Thank you.
Yes, I did.
The vote is 22 nays, one yay, with one absence.
The item does not carry. Okay, I'd like to recognize at this time, Alderman, is there a motion to take the resolution as put forward off the table? Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. The resolution is back before us. I know there was a friendly amendment offered. I don't know if you want to...
Excuse me, I think I can accomplish this by a couple of small changes. I would just, if you have the resolution in front of you, I would, the first line in the under one, it says licenses for both. I referenced three things, so just strike the word both. That's just bad grammar. You can strike item four because it refers to the health department. And finally, in the now therefore, strike the words the Commissioner of Health in the second line, and then strike the words using some of the reorganization savings, because we don't know what those are. But I think that the language, Alderman Albright, will accomplish the results with those modifications. Are you comfortable with that? So that would be, I would offer this as an amended resolution to attach to the item. That's fine. However,
the item has really already been disposed of, so this resolution is not for us.
Okay. So that's what I would offer.
Is everybody clear with the changes or amendments that Alderman Baker has just put forward? In the first line, he is striking the word both. He is striking subsection four.
Making it five.
In its entirety. Okay. And he has, in the now therefore paragraph, he has struck in the second line the words the Commissioner of Health. In the fourth line, he has struck the words using some of the reorganization savings. The remaining, the resolution remains the same other than those changes. Is that clear to everyone? Okay, all those in favor of the amended resolution will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. The resolution has been passed. Is there any other business before the board this evening? Before everyone leaves, Mr. Clerk, how many responses have you received?
18.
You've received 18, and there are 23 members here this evening. You know who you are. You will be without something in front of you at the retirement dinner if you do not submit it tonight. Seeing no other business before the board, I will recognize Alderman Salvucci. Motion to adjourn. All those in favor say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. The meeting is adjourned at 9:11 p.m.
Sorry.